Test 66, Section 2, Question 10. Now, here we're looking for an assumption, and what it says is they've been trying to make the chip smaller, since that increases, decreasing size will increase the speed and of the CPU chip and the computer containing it. But since CPU chips can't be made smaller without decreasing sophistication, computers cannot currently be made significantly faster. Now, this one is basically a gap of part to whole. So we do know if you make the CPU faster, then the computer will be faster. But that doesn't mean that that's the only way that you can make a computer faster. And so by concluding that you can't make the CPU smaller, then it's assuming that there aren't other ways to speed that up. Maybe different material could make it faster, or maybe you could change some other part. And so those are the gaps that I see here. So, A, computers cannot currently be made faster unless their CPU chips are made smaller. Well, that sounds kind of like what we said. That's what it's assuming, is that that's the only way to do it. Then, even if their CPU chips are made slightly less sophisticated, they cannot be made much smaller. That's not really what we're talking about. We want to not reduce the sophistication. And so making them slightly less sophisticated is irrelevant to this. If both the size and sophistication are decreased, the speed will decrease. Well, we don't want to decrease the sophistication because they can't be made smaller without decreasing sophistication. So then few, if any, computer manufacturers believe that computers can be made significantly faster. The problem about this is we don't care what they believe. We care about what's true. We care about facts, not mental states in this case. And then increasing the sophistication of a CPU chip without increasing its size will proportionally increase its speed. Well, actually, that's, if anything, would kind of go against it, because that would say that there is a way to increase the computer speed, even though we're not decreasing the size of the chip. And so E is actually the opposite, and therefore answer choice A does turn out to be our correct one. So we'll take that.